Or E11s. Busy today. Got all them people coming to lunch. Doing my silver service. I nearly got it down. Lest we have sprouts. Bloody garden fates, eh? Bet you're looking forward to it, ain't ya? I hope we have that army again. They're all right.
Lizzie, I never gave you an account of my wedding, I believe. You were not by when I told Mama and the others about it. Are you not curious to hear how it was managed?
No, really. I think there cannot be too little said on the subject.
La, you are so strange. But I must tell you how it went off.
I drank neat vodka. Then I taped a note to my door which said, it's over. Then I left his cheap reproduction Armani underpants in a plastic bag on the mat. Then I hid. Mastermind. Only I never closed my window. 2 a.m. I wake up and he's looming over me. I said, Mike, it's not that I don't think you're a decent fella underneath, but who's got a spade big enough to shovel off all the shite?
I was just 14 years of age when a cow had gone by the name of Tom Cheney shot my father down in Fort Smith, Arkansas, and robbed him of his life and $150 in cash money, plus 2 California gold pieces that he carried in his trouser band. Here is what happened.
I know all about you, but can you just leave my man alone? He told a lie about somebody else who was dead and dust hundreds of years ago. Nobody was the worse for that. Was a dirty bit of paper more important than all our lives and our happiness? I wish I'd killed you. I wish I could kill you all.
And then it came. The blackest of Wednesdays. The economic crash of 92. I was 16 at the time. New to the profession. Somewhat of a debutante. Trained by my mother. But I could see what was happening. I could taste the terrible change in the air.
If you're confused by a comment someone makes today, pursue that comment until you get complete clarity. Ask them to repeat themselves and explain what they really mean. You can't let it go for the sake of not ruffling anyone's feathers.